Appendix A, Short-Range Air Defense System Descriptions. This appendix presents brief descriptions of SHORAD system capabilities. M-SHORAD, Avenger, Stinger, Sentinel, Land-Based Phalanx Weapons System, and Forward Area Air Defense C2. SHORAD systems are generally considered to be tactical-level systems. However, this designation is scenario and situational dependent. Avenger defending the National Capital Region, for instance, is conducting a strategic mission. Maneuver Short-Range Air Defense. M-SHORAD provides air defense protection of Stryker and Armor BCT maneuvering forces against fixed and rotary wing aircraft and UASs throughout the range of military operations. It employs a mix of sensors and weapons. A mix of different sensors provides the capability to detect, identify, and track a variety of aerial objects, including fast-moving targets and small signature objects. A mix of different selectable weapons enables the M-SHORAD gunner to precisely match munitions to targets, increasing efficiency and effectiveness against targets of all types. The M-SHORAD system consists of a digitized Stinger vehicle universal launcher, 4 multi-mission hemispheric radars, maneuver and forward area air defense C2 systems, and associated fire control, power generation, and related components on a Stryker vehicle. The launcher mounts 4 Stinger missiles, a 30mm cannon, a 7.62mm coaxial machine gun, and sensor system with electro-optical and infrared cameras for target acquisition and general situational awareness. The multi-mission hemispheric radars are small, fixed-position, active electronically scanned array radars positioned on the front and back of the Stryker. The radars detect, track, and identify low-altitude air targets up to 360 degrees using onboard acquisition and tracking sensor capability, including under-obscured day and night conditions. The radars can also stare at a specific track while continuing to scan. M-SHORAD is integrated with Forward Area Air Defense C2 and is interoperable with the Sentinel radar. The Maneuver C2 system allows M-SHORAD to integrate into maneuver forces. Avenger. The Avenger weapon system is a mobile lightweight, day or night, limited adverse weather fire unit employed to counter enemy reconnaissance, surveillance, and target acquisition efforts and low-level fixed and rotary wing threats. The fire unit consists of 2 turret-mounted, standard vehicle-mounted launchers carrying Stinger infrared homing, fire and forget missiles, a M3P 50 caliber machine gun, and a sensor package. The Avenger turret provides the gunner with unobstructed fields of view, rotating through 360 degrees in azimuth. The fire unit is mounted on a high-mobility multi-purpose wheeled vehicle. The Avenger sensor package aids in the acquisition and identification of air tracks. The package includes an optical sight, forward-looking infrared radar, laser range finder, identification friend or foe, and a fire control computer. The optical sight is a driven reticle heads-up display, which allows the gunner to manually acquire targets through the turret canopy and to aim the missiles. The forward-looking infrared radar provides enhanced acquisition capability in various environments: night, smoke, rain, background clutter, and haze. The laser rangefinder is used to determine if the target is within the normal performance range of the missile. The identification friend or foe aids the gunner in the identification of targets. It distinguishes aircraft as positive friend, possible friend, or unknown. The Avenger mounts 8 Stinger missiles, 4 in each launcher. Should the Avenger system or turret malfunction, the missile can be converted to a man-portable configuration by removing it from one of the Avenger missile pods. A grip stock and battery coolant unit is attached to the launch tube, and the Stinger becomes a ready weapon. Avenger links to the Forward Area Air Defense C2 for air battle management, early warning and queuing, and aids for track identification. The Avenger system is air transportable by cargo helicopters, CH-47 and CH-53, and C-130, C-17, and C-5 aircraft. For more information on Avenger, see ATP-3-01.64, Man Portable Stinger. Stinger is a shoulder-fired infrared radiation homing, heat-seeking, guided missile system that tracks to the target through proportional navigation. It is designed to counter low-level fixed and rotary wing aircraft and UASs. The Stinger components are a missile housed in a fiberglass launch tube, a permanently attached, hinged open-side assembly located atop the launch tube, a grip stock with an identification friend or foe antenna, and a battery coolant unit. For more information on the Stinger system, see ATP 3-01.18. To assist the gunner in aircraft identification, the identification friend or foe antenna is unfolded and the identification friend or foe cable is connected. Interrogation of aircraft is accomplished by pressing the interrogate switch, located at the rear of the grip stock. Stinger is a fire-and-forget system. This means that immediately after firing, the gunner removes and discards the coolant unit from its receptacle, folds and stows the identification friend or foe antenna, unlatches the latch mechanism located at the forward end of the grip stock, and removes the grip stock from the launch tube. The gunner can now ready another missile round for engagement or opt to seek cover after launch. The grip stock is reused continually until failure. After firing, the gunner has no control over the missile and is required only to observe the missile's flight trajectory to the target. Sentinel. The Sentinel radar is an X-band, pulse Doppler-phased array radar that provides 360-degree curing and target identification. Its extremely low-noise design and Doppler signal processing result in exceptional ability to detect small, low-flying targets in clutter. It can acquire, track, and classify cruise missiles, UASs, and fixed and rotary wing aircraft. The Sentinel can detect and classify rotary wing aircraft, including hovering rotary wings, at ranges beyond firing units' maximum weapon detection and engagement range in a severe electronic countermeasures environment. Targets can be detected and tracked in all weather, day or night, under the most extreme battlefield conditions. Sentinel's Air Defense Interrogator provides improved identification friend or foe to aid in positive identification and preventing fratricide. Due to its three-dimensional pencil beam and frequency agile mode of operation, the Sentinel is difficult to detect and locate accurately, improving its survivability. The Sentinel radar is towed by a heavy high-mobility, multi-purpose wheeled vehicle with a mounted 10-kilowatt generator in the rear of the vehicle. Sentinel is capable of 24-hour operations and can be located within 10 kilometers of the forward line of own troops if the mission and situation so dictate. It should have a clear field of view, 360 degrees, be positioned to ensure overlapping coverage with adjacent radars such that their search areas do not leave any seam in the defense that might be used by incoming threats, and should be placed away from power sources of similar radiating frequency bands to avoid interference. Sentinel is air transportable by medium-lift rotary wing aircraft for the high-mobility multi-purpose wheeled vehicle variant and by transport fixed-wing aircraft for the medium tactical vehicle variant. For more information on the Sentinel system, see ATP 3-01.48. Land-based Phalanx Weapon System. The Land-based Phalanx Weapon System is a fast-reacting short-range system used to detect incoming rockets and mortars, provide focused early warning, and destroy inbound rockets and artillery and mortar projectiles in the air before they hit their ground targets. The intercept system has an integral sensor for targeting and a multi-barrel gun system to destroy ram threats. For more information, see ATP 3-01.60. The land-based Phalanx weapon system consists of a trailer-mounted close-in weapon system. The close-in weapon system is a 20-millimeter Gatling gun with 6 gun barrels, separate search and track radars, and forward-looking infrared radar. The gun system is capable of firing at a selectable rate of 3,000 to 4,500 rounds per minute, with an advanced Ku-band radar to provide autonomous target detection and engagement. Using the Ku-band radar, the land-based Phalanx weapon system detects threats early in flight and hands them over to the track mode only when those targets are determined to threaten the area protected by the system. Two 60-kilowatt generators mounted on the trailer supply power to the entire system. The land-based Phalanx weapon system leverages ADA and field artillery sensors to provide alerting and queuing of incoming threats. The Sentinel Radar and AN/TSQ-50 lightweight counter-mortar radars are organic to the land-based Phalanx weapon system formation. The lightweight counter-mortar radar is operated as either a counter-fire sensor, special operations command mode, or in the counter-ram mode. It provides 360-degree surveillance and about 7.5-kilometer range. In either mode, the lightweight counter-mortar radar detects ram fire and predicts the suspected points of origin and impact. In the counter-ram mode, the lightweight counter-mortar radar utilizes either the local area network or high-speed radios to send this data to the forward area air defense C2 to be used for track confirmation / correlation, queuing of other sensors and countermeasures by relaying data to friendly artillery and air assets. The land-based Phalanx weapon system also pulls data from the AN/TSQ-53 Firefinder radar while Firefinder is executing its primary counterfire mission. In addition, the AN/TPQ-36/37/46 counter-battery radar found in forward operating bases with field artillery units may be tied into the sensor network. The RAM warn system capability provides localized RAM early warning and impact point prediction, and can be used within land-based Phalanx weapons system units or as an independent warning capability. RAM warn system uses local sensors and a network of broad area sensors as available to sense attacks and disseminates warnings using audio and visual methods, both outdoors and indoors. Warnings are limited to the zone of danger, not to an entire base or AO, unless directed by the supported asset commander. Emplacement considerations in positioning RAM warn system components include the size of the defended area, heavy traffic areas, designated logistical arrival and departure points, and dead space areas. A forward area air defense C2 variant with specific counter-RAM modifications provides the requisite battle management. It links the weapons, sensors, and warning systems for land-based Phalanx weapon system intercepts. It provides situational awareness to the air and missile defense workstation and engagement commands to the land-based Phalanx weapon system. Forward Area Air Defense Command and Control. The Forward Area Air Defense C2 system of systems consists of common hardware, software, communications equipment, and shelters to meet the C2 and targeting needs of SHORAD battalions. Forward Area Air Defense C2 collects, processes, and disseminates real-time target tracking and queuing information to all SHORAD weapons and provides C2 for the land-based Phalanx weapon system. Forward Area Air Defense C2 hardware consists of shelters, Army Standard Rigid Wall, and Command Post Platform shelters, and fire unit components, such as the Forward Area Computer Terminal. The terminal provides Avenger fire units with airspace situational data, engagement commands, and weapon coordination, status, and control. C2 software provides engagement and force operations functions, air battle management and situational awareness, low-level air picture, and automated integration with Army C2 systems. Forward Area Air Defense C2 supports the AMD mission by providing real-time correlated air tracks and C2 information and intelligence assessments to higher, adjacent, and lower units. Computer displays allow commanders to access the air picture, situation reports, enemy assessments, and friendly forces. The Forward Area Air Defense C2 system has the capability to interface with Joint and NATO C2 systems, as well as Army C2 systems. The Engagement Operations subsystem provides a joint air picture via tactical data links B and J, transmitted using various Joint Range Extension applications protocols. The C2 software assists with digitization of the battlefield by providing air situational awareness to the supported force and alerting and queuing to SHORAD systems. The Forward Area Air Defense C2 systems support land-based Phalanx weapon system units by receiving and correlating sensor inputs and then alerting the intercept system and the sense and warn elements of an impending RAM attack.